I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Manufacturers are paying more for raw materials, and that worries economists, some of them anyway. The government's new reports on consumer prices out today say those fears may be justified. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York City. Bob, just as the economy is emerging from the doldrums, there are signals that inflation may be rising. How worried should we be?
Well, inflation can be a real drag on the economy, that is, quite literally. And today's numbers from the government are especially troublesome, not just for what they tell us about consumer prices, but also another report that shows worker wages haven't been keeping up with the quickened pace of inflation. The Labor Department says real average weekly earnings fell 0.7% in March and were essentially unchanged over the past 12 months. Over the same time, core prices have risen 1.6%. That's the biggest 12-month gain since the period ending last May, and it's considered a sharp pickup from the tame 1.2% increase that had been posted through February.
I've certainly noticed, everyone else I'm sure has noticed, gasoline prices are way up. How much of this inflation report is based on that?
Well, there are actually two parts to this report that economists watch so closely. Overall, consumer prices rose 0.5% in March. But there's also something called core inflation, which strips away food and energy costs because they can often be volatile. And even factoring out those things, consumer prices still surge 0.4%, and that's the biggest rise in almost 2.5 years. The problem is you can stop counting things like gasoline prices, but as economist Ray Perryman told us this morning, you can't get away from the high cost of energy.
Energy is such an important part of the economy. Gasoline is the most obvious and visible manifestation, the price of the pump that's in our face every day. But really, energy is a part of fibers, it's a part of pharmaceuticals, it's a part of obviously heating and cooling and so many things.
Which helps explain why the cost of such things as clothing and even lodging jumped last month.
So this report on consumer prices comes out, and what happens? What's the effect that you see?
Well, investors can try to take shelter in currency and bonds, and prices for those things are up today. They look like good bets if the long period of low interest rates is about to end. There's already been speculation the Federal Reserve might bump up rates with the economy improving, and now some economists say that could happen as soon as June. We'll be watching this story today in the Marketplace newsroom, as well as taking a look at the new computers at the IRS. They're millions over budget and years late, and that's an improvement.
Bob, thanks a lot. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and that show is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.